Lance Palmer.
You are listening to the Mayor of the Airways.
And it is I, Rhett Palmer, the Mayor of the Airwaves. And on the line we have Gretchen Woolert. Good morning, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm very excited about your new book, Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. What is this book that you've just released all about, Gretchen?
This book is actually not just about Donald Trump and Abraham Lincoln and how incredibly similar they really are from their families, their faith, how they are able to keep it real in front of masses of common people, how they're able to fight what is dividing our nation today, but exactly how our nation was divided in the times in which they governed. During the Civil War, of course, Abraham Lincoln governed over a fight against the Southern Confederacy, who wanted to have their own nation. They didn't like the election. They decided to go their own way because Republican Abraham Lincoln was elected, and that is so similar to today. It is as divided today as it was during the Civil War.
Yeah,
and
now
that is definitely a big part of this book.
Sure. Are people taking umbrage with you associating? I see on the cover, by the way, it's a beautiful cover. I don't know who designed that. Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. And I wonder if people take umbrage, but maybe they don't realize that. I don't know if this is according to some things I read by you or where I read it recently, but Lincoln was as disliked as Trump is today. Is that true?
Absolutely. You have to remember, a lot of us get the sanitized version of Abraham Lincoln. Digging deep into his actually who he was really as a person, we don't get it in the history books. He was hated by half the nation. The Southern Confederacy absolutely hated Abraham Lincoln. And it was not until he stood up to fight what they wanted to do. The Southern Democrats wanted to have their own way. They wanted to lord it over the masses, and we see that today. But he stood up and said, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have a nation in which people are not free, in which they're haters of traditional values, a weak America and a government-controlled people. He said, no, we want the America that believes in freedom, respect for our flag, foundations of our founding fathers and mothers, and true history. And that is what we are fighting today, is two Americas. Which one is going to win out? And this book is about the two most aggressive Republican fighters, I believe, in American history. And we need to take lessons from Donald Trump. What we had in him, he stood up and said, we are not going to go the way of the liberal left and what they want, the socialist nation they want to turn us into, and we need to follow his path and fight. Republicans aren't used to fighting, but we need to learn from that. We have to stand up and fight for our nation today.
Yeah, I guess, and some people, of course, thought Lincoln was a tyrant. That's what the guy who shot him in the back of the head, and when he jumped over the banister, he said, as it is to all tyrants, or something like that in another language. I forget the exact word. Do you know that quote? I'm not sure of it.
Sic semper tyrannis.
Yes.
Latin, something like that. Yes, absolutely.
Am I impressed by you?
He was a tyrant because Abraham Lincoln was against giving the Southern Democrats the freedom to enslave a race of people. That is the absurdity of the left back then. It continues to be absurd today in what the liberal left wants to do, their hypocrisies. We are battling the same adversary Lincoln identified early in his political career, where he referred to locofocos and mobocrats. These are terms Lincoln used
mobocrats
for the Democrat Party.
No, did he really? Lincoln
he
used
did.
Mobocrats? That's now, you're a Presbyterian, I read, and I want to know, do you think this is this physical warfare, or do you think this is, you know, Paul in the scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness?
Well, you know, today there are a lot of churches who are equating what is happening with the liberal left and globalism and socialism, you know, destroying what the Bible believes in work ethic, and a laborer is worthy of his wages. They want to destroy all of that.
Mm.
They want to destroy Christians, conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call it. But yes, I do think it's more than just a divide in our nation. I believe it is, you know, as churches and pastors are equating it, you have to look at history, but the battle is not just in the physical realm, I believe. And you know, God, as in God we trust, as a mm-hmm. nation who believes in that. Of course, the Democrats kicked him off their platform years ago and want to do everything they can to fight against what's good and right in this nation. And I do believe one thing the Democrats and the liberal left always underestimate, and I pray that this is true, they underestimate that God will come into the fight, just as Abraham Lincoln identified in his second inaugural. It was inexplicable to him why the North had not won the war within 3 months or 1 year.
Why? Why did he think it would? Why
eventually
did...
that God had another purpose, that he was punishing America for the slavery, and that for whatever reason, it was something beyond the physical realm, because the North should have won because of all of their, they should have done it quickly. But all of the issues, and you can study the Civil War for your entire life. It's just, you know, history can teach us so many things. But the liberal left always underestimate that God will join in the fight and what he will do. And I pray on my knees as an American in this nation today and as a Christian that he will intervene. And I believe he is. You know, he gives courage to fighters, but we have to stand up and fight. We cannot be nice.
No.
It is not a time for nice.
No.
Because the America that wins this battle is the one we are leaving to our children. No. Not because the left doesn't want socialism because it has ever worked in the world. They want it because they want the power. It has nothing to do with the good of the American people.
I don't know what they want, but I know this, that back in Lincoln's time, not one, black people need to learn this. Everybody needs to remember this. It's history. Not one Democrat voted for the Emancipation Proclamation. Not one.
Well, exactly. The 13th Amendment. I mean, there were a few token Democrats. Of course, Lincoln worked on that to pass the 13th Amendment. But the 14th and the 15th Amendments, not a single Democrat voted for that. And it just goes to show that the Democrat Party survived the Civil War is the bane of the black race today. It just, how they can continue to be deceived.
Oh, my word.
Lincoln called them skunks. He actually said, evil can't stand discussion. What kills the skunk is the publicity it gives itself. What a skunk wants to do is keep snug under the barn in the daytime. And the liberal left, Democrats, they have been skunks for a long time, but now they've come out in the open because Donald Trump stood up and called them out. Called them what they were.
Absolutely.
We need to follow that.
Absolutely. You know, I think you'd get a kick out of this. Who's the lady that helped Spielberg shoot the movie on Lincoln? I was the historian, the lady.
Dora Kearns Goodman.
Yes, and she was on my show, just as you are, and she had not heard this story, and you can validate it, vet it out. I also got to tell this to President Carter, and he did not know this. Listen to this. You'll never forget this. So Lincoln is sitting there in the Ford's Theater. His last words to Mary Todd Lincoln were, "Mary, I'm imbued with a desire to go to Jerusalem." Now, she said it was totally out of character. They were watching a comedy, and he turned to her and said, "Mary, I'm imbued with a desire to go to Jerusalem." And bang, he was shot in the back of the head. And I believe that was a spiritual desire that God was letting him know he's going to be going to the New Jerusalem in the sky. Isn't that an amazing story? And you can validate it. It is true.
Well, I can't recall exactly where he made that comment to Mary. I'm not sure it was in Ford's Theater, but it was definitely within those that day. Could have been that morning, but his, you know, you've got to just kind of just take it with a grain of salt. But yes, he did tell Mary that he wanted to see Jerusalem, and this is, you know, all great Republican presidents are, have a connection to God's nation of Jerusalem. Donald Trump, you know.
Ronald Reagan.
His absolute connection to Jerusalem, to the nation of Israel.
Yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln had that as well. He knew, he respected biblical authority on God's people, the Jews. And he definitely made that connection. He wanted to see Jerusalem. So that, yes.
Let me ask you this.
He did tell Mary that.
Let me ask you this. So, Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. Now, there's been many books, of course, written about Lincoln and many coming out about Trump. Why should my listeners run to Amazon immediately and purchase your book? It's hot off the press, Born to Fight by Gretchen Woolert. How do you pronounce your last name? Woolert? Am I got it right?
Woolert, yeah.
Gretchen Woolert. Mm-hmm. And so what are we going to find in your book?
What you're going to find is 10 chapters of how incredibly similar Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump are in so many ways, hundreds of similarities. There are some fun ones like their hair, how it was made fun of by the press, and their first ladies always were lambasted by their fashion sense. They had 10-year-old sons in the White House, but they go deeper than that. It reveals the myth of... It dispels the myth of Abraham Lincoln as well as the myth of Donald Trump. You get to know the real person deep down. Donald Trump, of course, had this well-cultivated facade, and it had nothing to do with humility or kindness or empathy, but it is there. You have to dig deep. And after 3 years of digging into history, I have 20 pages of documented notes and bibliography. This is true, and you will learn the real man behind the myth of Abraham Lincoln as well. You'll learn more things than you ever knew about both men, about both presidents, their ancestries, their upbringing, and the times in which they governed. And it is critical that you learn from history. We have been here before, and it was in Abraham Lincoln's divided nation.
I tell you, I'm very excited that you wrote this book at this time, because nobody's taken this spin on this perception, and I think it's great. I have not had a physical copy in my hands yet, because I saw that you were available through your PR agency, and immediately grabbed. I said yes, yes, yes. I want her on as soon as possible. So I hope I get to read your book. I also want to buy a copy right away. I don't know if you know Debbie Maycomber, the New York Times bestselling author, but her husband and I are good friends. Wayne, he's really into the whole era, and I'm going to buy a copy and ship it out to him immediately.
You absolutely need to get a copy of this book. You will learn so much, and it puts a whole new light. It expands on the light of what we are experiencing as a nation today, and we need to fight. We need to fight the entities that are seeking to destroy it and take it away.
What was that quote you said about? I think that's fantastic. I mean, so are these quotes, we're going to find them in your book, like the one about Lincoln saying the skunks lay low during the day. What was that one?
Oh, yes. He said, evil can't stand discussion. What kills the skunk is the publicity it gives itself. What a skunk wants to do is get snug under the barn in the daytime when men are around with shotguns. Yes, the Democrats in his day, they were overplaying their hand. Hopefully, they'll be overplaying their hand. They do it all the time. They just overplay their hand. They can't help themselves. And the skunks are now out from under the barn. We can see them. We know how deep the swamp is. We know how incredibly absurd. There is no limit to the absurdity of the Democrat Party and what they are seeking to do today. And they are not bound by truth, by ethics, by morality. None of that.
Why do they behave this way?
We will see it go deeper and higher. than anything we can believe.
Why do they behave this way? I mean, you would think if they, you know, why not be kind? Why not be receptive? Why not be flexible, humble, teachable? They're not pliable whatsoever. They're just the resolute, and they, I guess they actually think somehow that they feel deeper or they are superior emotionally and intellectually, right?
If you can understand the Democrat Party today, you will have solved a 150-year-old, even longer, dilemma of history. What and why? Abraham Lincoln, the same thing. What on earth? How absurd is it for them to say, we want our freedom so that we can enslave an entire race of people?
I don't get it.
It's just absurdity. So let me know if you figure that out.
Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like us to know about your book? I don't know how much time we're limited to with you, but I'm very excited about your book.
Yes, you can go to Amazon. You can also go to my website, Gretchen Wollert, WOLLERT.com. You can buy it in all of its forms. It's on audiobook. It's on hard copy. It's in Kindle version.
All right.
So get a copy of it and learn more than you ever knew about these two presidents.
Now, are you in Florida, or where are you geographically in the United States?
I am in Wyoming.
I am in
Liz Cheney's neck of the woods.
Well, that's a nice territory out there. We have a lot of people that summer out there.
We love it here, yes.
You only have about, 900,000 people in the whole state or something like that?
Oh, my goodness. Half that. You're right. We have more antelope than we have people.
That's a good thing. Well, listen, is there anything else you want to tell us about your book before we say goodbye?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for having me. Always appreciate talking about where we're going in America, and we've got to fight for our history, and we need to understand our history to learn from our history.
Well, we've been broadcasting live today and streamed, but we will in the next 48 hours make sure this gets on the Rhett Palmer podcast, which is heard internationally, and we appreciate you coming on the show. Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump, Gretchen Wollert, and thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America.
You too. My pleasure.
All right. We got to take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. This is the mayor of the airwaves. Who loves you, baby?